Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
In the time of crisis, all I ask is love.
He should not play on Sunday. What an awful look that would be.
You don't need him. Playing the worst team in football.
Miami and the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
The devil gonna try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals.
The power of Christ compels you.
Another clownish diatribe on the part of Antonio Brown.
All the basketball players in the world, all the soccer players in the world. They get love and embrace.
They lost to France by 10. They're out. No medal for the USA.
Yeah, but the chemistry.
Maybe we need a football USA team so the world can love us.
My special friend Antonio.
You feel asleep.
Antonio.
Bleep out of here.
Right now.
Hill Street.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Blues.
What the hell is that? So the league did the right thing. I don't know if Lou would agree, but the league did the right thing. The league sat there and said, this is a civil suit. We really can't step into it right now because we haven't even had our investigation. We'll do that next week. And then we'll make a determination at that part whether we're going to put him on the exempt list. Antonio Brown is going to play on Sunday. And Bill gave us the complete details of exactly how they're going to use
justice!
Him. What he's going to,
justice!
But here's the best one. People are up in arms, and we'll get to all of the people who are freaking out with all of this stuff. But let's freak out at Antonio Brown. You dumb idiot.
What
are you thinking?
Well, what do you do?
So you're in this situation.
My special friend Antonio.
Now, you're lucky it's a civil suit. It's not a criminal case. And you decide last night on Instagram you're going to walk around with your little iPhone. You're going on Instagram. You're going to do live video. People picking right up on it. You're going to show us TB12, which is all fine. And then you got to bring God and you got to bring the devil and
the hate and all this other stuff.
I'm sorry. Son, somebody, please, a friend, take the freaking phone away from him.
Too soon. It's just too soon. It is. You haven't been there a hot minute. And I don't care about the damn video. No, here's the thing.
You talk about optics. You've been talking about optics all week. Those are bad optics.
The best thing for him to do, I still think he should play. I don't want to take that away. If this whole civil lawsuit didn't come up, I would say, listen, you've been there a hot minute. Can you just ease up? Do you need to tell everybody what you're doing? At every point in time, do you constantly need to give updates? Do you constantly need to try and direct the narrative and the discussion? The answer is yes, he does.
He's Antonio.
An addict. He is an addict, and it's not going to change.
No, it's not going to change.
He's an addict. He's a social media addict. What's funny?
I think that's a real thing?
No, I think it exists. Hey, hold on. Here's the thing. There's no cure. There isn't, because when you get more attention, you just want more.
What was that? I heard like Michael Irvin today compare it to like social media. These guys are like a hand and a foot.
Yeah.
It's just part of them.
Yeah.
You know, it is who they are. Mm. I think the league is just rolling a dice. That's all. You know, we could talk about sitting this guy as a slippery slope and precedent and civil cases and charges, everything else. They're rolling the dice on Antonio Brown that more information is not going to come out. And they're going to look bad again by putting one of their players, and they had knowledge of something happening. And they didn't look into it properly, and they put him on the field. Just like they did with Kareem Hunt. You know, back when they thought something happened, but Kareem Hunt, you know, he told the Chiefs it was nothing. And then the video comes out. All right, so now the Chiefs sort of get burned. They release him. You know, just all of it is just they get burned all the time because the NFL doesn't properly give itself some time to look into allegations, and they always look bad.
I disagree with you. I disagree in that they're rolling the dice here because you tell me you're a betting guy.
Yeah.
Would you ever put money if I said to you this is a prop bet? Nothing will come out ever on Antonio Brown for the next 4 months. Would anybody put a bet on that? No. If you're the league, you're sitting there going,
never.
I'll guarantee you, I'm betting the other way. I'm going with 2 weeks and under. What they're doing is They're trying to be consistent. They're using the language that they developed now for the exempt list, and they're sitting there saying to the Players Association, don't come at us. But all bets are off when we sit down next week and do an investigation. That's all they're doing.
And this is the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do now.
And I know it is. Yeah, for right now. Now, yeah. It could change tomorrow.
Yes.
And so you can't have so there's a big risk of the NFL and the Patriots having egg on their face. Right up on their eyes, right in their eyes, egg, all over them. Because, okay, but I still wouldn't fault them. I still wouldn't be critical of them because that's what they should have done under the circumstances.
Patriots.
Yes,
oh,
and
yeah.
The league.
No,
it's
I'm
a civil case.
The Patriots, like as far as I'm concerned, like people can rip Belichick and Brady for not talking or not saying enough. I don't know what you wanted them to say. You know, they don't really know what's going on. It is a league matter. I mean, because they don't know. They'll hold their own investigation. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But until the league says one of your players can't play, you know, I mean, should they have held Patrick Chung out of week one?
No.
All right, well, the league said he could play. Okay, well, I'm going to play him. I know what he's going through, but I'll let the whole process play out.
Right.
So as an organization, yeah, you play him. You acquired him. He's in some hot water here. We don't really know what's going on. We don't know anything about it. In the meantime, we're going to play the guy. So I don't fault them. To me, it's more of a league matter.
I still think
the league should have taken him off the field and investigated. They didn't. And we'll see. Hopefully, she doesn't come out with some more information or some more evidence. And you can sit there and say, Jesus. Okay, now we got to take him off the field because now we look bad. We're going to play in our league play on Sunday.
But suppose she does. Now, the one thing the league probably does know now, everybody knows.
And then they'll say, why didn't you take him off until you gathered this information? Why did you let him play?
Because it's a civil suit, yeah. And it's not a criminal suit in which the prosecutor is looking into it. You have nobody looking into it. The league is going to have to do their own independent investigation. That's why you can't do it. If this were a criminal offense, this would be treated much differently than it's being treated right now. But even the latest information that we have is that the two were in confidential negotiations here over the last few months. You know what was going on. She did want, if you're talking about money, she did want some type of monetary settlement. And maybe he did all of those things, and he's sitting there trying to hush it up and paying her off. And then it got to the point where he probably got up to $1.6, $1.8, $2 million, and he's sitting there saying,
well, if
no.
That's true, and the discussion's going on for weeks, and you know, maybe he's paying her off, maybe it was a small, I don't know. And then she got exposed by incarcerated Bob.
That's it.
And then that was a Saturday. So Monday we come out with the lawsuit, right? Saturday, phone calls are happening. Get that thing out first thing Monday morning. People are on to me. You know, and now we're going to go after them.
Well, somebody broke the confidentiality.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be all confidential, both sides,
and
with
maybe
lawyers.
Maybe her mind Antonio did.
Yeah.
By making it public.
Correct.
Okay, so you know what? Here it is. Boom. Lawsuit. That's all. So, hey, he'll play. He'll play. And I know a lot of people, Patriots fans, are excited. We'll see. I hope he doesn't make you look bad. I don't bet on this guy. Okay, he's a hired gun. I'm ecstatic that he is playing for Tom Brady's the Patriots. I can separate the two. As a fan, I'm excited he's on the field. I just think the league is falling flat again, and they've proven it over and over again.
You believe the league is falling flat again?
I think the league is being consistent for once.
How is the league falling flat?
I think they're doing the right thing.
How are they falling flat?
By not finding out all the facts of a possible incident.
Okay,
do you expect them to do this for every single case? And I don't care if it says rape. I don't care if it says some guy got in a fight. It's fraud.
Yes.
People come and they attack players in the NFL and not take away the NFL. Anyone walking the street,
well, listen,
people in the public,
I don't
guy working at
every
FedEx.
Every player in this league gets charged with crimes. So people want to say the whole league's got an issue. I don't. Maybe it's half a dozen. I don't know. But when there's an incident, you go back to the Kareem Hunt thing. He wasn't charged. All right, so what are we going to look into it for? Jeez, you know, maybe if you did look into it, and you pulled a video or two that were right there in the freaking hole. But you know what?
If you didn't look into it. I love the people who think that it's so easy to grab private property from a hotel. Let me just grab. Hey, can I grab your video
real
quick?
You can't do it without a criminal complaint.
Marriott, Hilton,
you can't do it.
They're not giving you this information.
The league's not.
Hey, but we're the NFL. You like us.
No.
We're partners. Yeah, sorry. It's privately
owned. Did they look
into
the incident?
I know, but you're acting like there's this hard
and
easy rule. Yeah, but again, that doesn't mean that this case is the same.
Do everything you can to gather as much information as you can.
They claim in the meantime, should he play or should he not play?
I don't think he should.
Yeah, so you think that's where we disagree. He should be done.
Until they talk to everybody next week.
How long does that take? I have a right to work.
I just said 1 week.
I'm Antonio Brown, dog.
Yep, we're going to pay you.
Okay.
we're going to pay
big
you.
Chest.
Don't worry about it.
No, it says I want to go
and
into
as far as
work.
Your incentives, we'll talk to the Pats. We'll just throw five catches, 75 yards.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's going to work.
He's going to add that to my stat list.
We'll give you one touchdown, five catches, 60 yards.
That's me, Mr. Big Chest.
We'll help you reach those incentives.
In the meantime,
we're going to talk to all the parties involved. We're going to try to gather as much information, and then we'll come to a conclusion.
All right, we're going to get to the phone calls, get your reaction to the latest on the story. There are people that are really pissed off about the New England Patriots, about the league, and the way they're dealing with it now that we all know he will be playing in Miami Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. We're going to get to all of that. We spent a lot of time talking about other comparables last week of similar situations, and we brought up Randy Moss and we brought up Corey Dillon. Oh. Corey Dillon is pissed at the fact that people are including him in the same sentence with Antonio Brown, being the guy that got issues and then suddenly comes back and he plays well for the New England Patriots. We'll find out why he is so pissed off. He will join us at 5 o'clock today, and we'll do our Friday thing with Mike Lombardi coming up in 4, and your calls coming up next.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
I would not have Antonio Brown play in this game on Sunday. What's changed here between Tuesday and tonight is that we have some evidence that Antonio Brown is going to play. We know now the Patriots are planning on playing him. I don't think they should. This is the perfect time to utilize this list. You are not punishing Antonio Brown by putting him on this list. He still gets paid. And I'm not saying he is guilty. He is, right now, he's innocent until proven guilty. But why can't you sit down the player until you have more information?
Boy, how interesting.
What's a smart guy.
This was Lou's opinion yesterday. Mutt comes on a few hours later.
I'm a dummy on the radio.
It just echoes the exact same thing.
Well, you two have the same opinion. Yeah. Why can't Mutt and I have the same opinion? Well, you guys don't think he should play.
Just because we went on first.
He needed Uncle Lou.
Needed him. Lou needed to hold his hand.
Yes.
Lou, I'm scared to say it. It's okay, I'll say it first.
You know what? That guy's got some good points.
Leave Mutt alone. Except Mutt is wrong. He does lose money, Mutt, because his... $5 million of his money is tied in to incentives into bonus clauses, and so therefore you're taking away his opportunity.
Wrong again, Mutt.
Should make that money, so you can't. I just can't do that. It's a civil lawsuit. There is a huge difference. People don't want to refer to the difference, but this is a gigantic difference. If it were a criminal lawsuit, we'd be looking at it, I think, from a different angle. All right, we're going to get to some of the people that are coming out with some outrageous comments here. But let's get to the phones. Kevin's in Billerica. Kevin, what do you got?
How's it going? I have a question for you, Lou. Yeah.
What's up? It's me, Lou.
Let's say she's got it out for this guy, right?
What's that?
Let's say it is a money grab and she's got it out for this guy. Let's just give him the benefit of the doubt because we don't know the facts.
Yeah.
And the league decides to keep him out and she says, oh, cool, he can't play. NFL, I don't feel like talking to you this week. Can we do it next month sometime?
No.
Now they get no facts. Now what happens?
No. I would tell you, coming in next week. You're coming in next week.
Are they allowed to speak to her?
You asked me a question. You want me to answer it or no?
Oh, I do.
Okay. She's coming in next week. If she says I can't make it, then I would say, okay, well, I'm not getting cooperation from your side. I'm playing him in week 3. That's how I would handle it.
What happens in week 4 when the facts come out and something did happen?
Okay.
Then you're right back in the same boat. So you might as well let him play now.
Well, at least you as the league sat there and said, I sat down with her. She was supposed to come in. She refused to sit down with me. So what can I do? Antonio Brown is now playing football. Now, if stuff comes out afterwards, then it happens. But at least as a league, you can sit there and said, she canceled. What am I supposed to do now? Of course, she canceled. He's going to play.
John is in Natick. Next up here in EEI. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
My thing is, people are saying they're going to wait till the proof comes forward. I've seen the videos of her in his room or anything. That doesn't prove anything. But... like, in a rape case, it's where the guy was, fingerprints, fluid. If he's saying they had consensual sex, what kind of evidence could ever come forward that says it wasn't consensual?
See, that's a real problem. If he were saying that he never had sex with her. Obviously, right, it would be a little bit different.
No, he may never get evidence. You're going to prove it one way or another.
Yeah, but what he's
doing... you might get more evidence to make you sit there. I mean, have you ever just talked to two people? Like, do you know two people where they tried to explain, like, what happened? And you hear one person tell the story, and you hear the other person tell the story?
That's what you've got here.
Okay, do you ever have an opinion about which one story doesn't add up the way they're talking? Like, it's not adding up. A timeline's not adding up. So did you ever have those discussions, and he said, she said, and just look at one and say, yeah, I don't believe that person. I believe that person.
Yeah, but I don't think you can do that.
I think
that.
We all have.
But I don't think you can do that in this case if you're the NFL. Well, I don't.
Why don't you try?
Well, he's right. John is right.
Allegation, and you're saying we should just take her word.
You can't do that, Lou.
I never said that. Who said that?
No, you said that one person gives a story that you believe. Maybe you went into it believing her a little bit more.
Believe it or not, it has to have proof to take a guy off the football field.
That's not true.
Ruin what he has of his career.
That's not true.
I mean, a football helmet, a feet.
I'm just saying, it's not true.
That's an entirely different thing. That's not moral. No.
None of it's true.
The NFL can do whatever
Nothing you've said is true.
The NFL, he did say something that was true. And that was that the argument
is... There's no proof when Ezekiel Elliott got six games.
But he's not... I already said
There was no proof, I don't think, when Ben Roethlisberger got six games.
The NFL can do whatever they want. They can take him off the field.
When he says you need proof,
I'm not disputing
that.
What I'm saying where he was right, because you said nothing he said was right, when he's talking about the consensual sex.
I didn't like him. I think he was from Natick.
He was. So it's a Framingham thing. But there's a difference with him sitting there saying, I never had sexual relations with that woman, versus I did have sexual relations, and she approved of it. There's a big difference. So now you have no criminal case. You didn't have her going in and to the hospital and getting tests. So you have none of that evidence. It's a he said,
you know,
she said
thing.
And also,
and based on the history of the NFL and the way they find guys and suspend them and owners, you would think that just by getting yourself in a pickle and an embarrassing situation, even if it was by accident. Regardless of what type of life you were living, just because you were at the wrong place at the wrong time, well, sorry, you're attached to it now. You embarrassed the league. Suspension. Fine. They do that all the time. Ezekiel Elliott.
They can do whatever they want.
You embarrass it, even if it wasn't your fault.
So I'm just saying.
So the whole Kraft situation, okay, that's a situation. Well, listen, okay, you embarrassed yourself. The league, you apologize. You apologize, you embarrass yourself and the league, but nothing is going to happen to Kraft.
No, see,
he's not going to get suspended.
Yeah, but the league could do it. They could.
Okay, well, but based on their history, why didn't they then? Because if all it takes is an embarrassing situation for them to fine you, hey, listen, don't do it again. Stay at home, watch TV, don't go out at night, don't interact with women, with men.
Should they have what?
Should they have suspended Robert Kraft for one game?
No.
I think they could have suspended Robert Kraft for numerous games.
No, the answer is no.
Numerous games.
If
they wanted to.
Charged with soliciting a prostitution.
Yeah, they could have.
He embarrassed the league. There are higher rules for owners. Right. The answer is yes, they should have. They did not.
Charged.
I don't care. I'm glad he didn't.
So either we're going by the letter of the law or the spirit of the law. Well, if we're going by the letter of the law, then the answer is no.
No, you're contradicting.
If we're going by the spirit of the law, then okay, when the wind blows right, I'm going to do it.
Christian, you just contradicted what you said a minute before that. The league can do whatever they want.
Should they? I said no. I said, but the history of the league goes back and forth.
Right.
But if I'm the commissioner, I'm saying no. I was just tagging on what you were saying. But the question is, should Kraft have been suspended? No. Yeah, but he was charged. So what?
Did we not all think he was going to? Did we all not think he was going to get a suspension?
He got off. Okay.
Huh?
Whatever. On a technicality. Okay. They were awful the way they handled it down in Florida. Bunch of idiots. That's why.
Well, they overstepped.
I don't know if it actually even happened. Okay? I have no video.
We all know it happened.
One of the Kraft sons.
I'm not saying he should sell his team. No. I'm not saying that he should be suspended for 16 games. He should have got one game.
No, sell his team. Sell his team.
He should have got one game for what happened. I think it's okay for me to admit that.
So who gave the advice last night to Antonio Brown after all of this stuff is going on? He had been silent on Instagram. He had been silent on Twitter. He was nowhere to be found. He was probably taking the smart route. Somebody explained to him to do this the right way. And then somebody gives him the keys or opens the doors over at TB12. He goes on Instagram Live last night, and it was not pretty.
I got 17,000 right here. work don't stop. You know? No matter what they say, no matter what they hate, somebody still got to go to work.
I'm going to show you the perseverance room. Show y'all. You heard? God is great.
No.
Determination. Perseverance.
Call God. In the time of crisis, all I ask is love, dedication, and focus. Stay focused. The devil gonna try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals. The key is, don't let him. Now I was thinking about it. All the basketball players in the world, all the soccer players in the world, they get love and embrace. Maybe we need a football USA team so the world can love us. Because all we get is hate. Call God. I'm gone.
Oh, jeez.
Bizarre. I'm not going to sit here and try to question one man's faith to God and Christianity. But stop hiding behind this.
You just said you weren't questioning.
I changed my mind.
Yeah, I don't like you.
I'm changing my mind now every 30 seconds.
I can easily question this. This is a joke.
This is a joke. And forget about this whole incident. Maybe he's telling the truth. It doesn't bother you that he's...
What, he went on FaceTime live?
He's doing this last night?
The devil going to try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals.
No, he said TB12. He's working out.
Oh, that's right. He's under Brady's umbrella.
Brady said
Alex Guerrero on Brady.
Don't do it on
He is what he is.
He's
going to
do that on Instagram. That's least of my
That's a personality thing. You can't get sick of him.
The devil. Just constantly pandering
to the God-fearing people of the world.
So when he went to attack Mike Mayock, because that's one thing we know happened, okay? And he called him a cracker. That's another thing we know that happened.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that the devil made him do it?
Yes. No.
Even using the word cracker.
Are you kidding me?
And the devil might have taken over his body, I think, for that split second. No, that was an act. That was all to get out of Oakland. And he just had to figure out a way to do it. That whole thing was an act.
So God allows that? Jeez, I looked at the Ten Commandments. I'm not sure.
God's very forgiving.
Where's it say you can manipulate your way out of a deal, out of a contract? Where's it say that in the Ten Commandments?
It's in the Old Testament,
actually. Oh, is that where it is? The real Old Testament.
It was in the Cliff Notes version.
Apparently. Yeah. Can't find it anywhere.
Do I have to read all these?
Don't be a fraud, though. People, you know, talk about, Tim Tebow, and they keep on talking about Tebow bringing up God.
We're not questioning whether this guy's selfish or not. We all know he is. It's all about him. Okay, I don't care. I don't like him, but I love him on the football field. At least I can admit that. But I'm trying to separate the two because I know for a fact that if this guy was on another football team, my opinion would be consistent that they should hold his ass out of this game for Sunday.
Yeah, the league should look into it. Excuse me,
yours might be too.
No, mine
and
would
maybe,
be consistent.
And Christians, yes. I'm sure you would.
You've heard us with these.
Nobody else is calling in like this fool on line six.
How about the people
who
in
wants to call me to say that I'm just all nonsense? I guarantee none of these people calling in telling me I'm an idiot would feel the same way if Antonio Brown still played for the Pittsburgh freaking Steelers.
All right, call Lou an idiot hotline at 617-779.
Glenn, you're an idiot.
7937. We go to more of your phone calls. Plus, there's some other people out there that are taking real shots, and I'm not sure they have all the information.
The devil going to try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals. The key is, don't let them. Now, I was thinking about it. All the basketball players in the world, all the soccer players in the world, they get love and embrace. Maybe we need a football USA team so the world can love us. Because all we get is hate. Call God. I'm gone.
He's delusional.
You tell me.
He's a different bird.
How are you going to get love based on all this negative publicity that he's had? Forget about this case. This case is bad enough. All of the other stuff we've heard about him. And if he was just manipulating his way out of Oakland, out of Pittsburgh, well, what love do you want? Do you want the people in Pittsburgh, the Steelers fans, to love you? What are you, crazy? And the Oakland fans, because you're out there for a couple of months? Are you kidding me? And then you throw the devil into it? Stop it.
Oh, the devil solves all your problems.
Oh, stop it. You throw the devil out there. Nobody the likes the devil.
The devil.
Oh,
the devil made me do it. The devil. Well, you gotta have common sense. The devil took my common sense.
Lou, in spite of all of this, he still deserves, as any other human being would, he still deserves to play in that game on Sunday. I'm sorry. He still deserves
to play. Michael Irvin's the guy that...
And I think he's a scumbag.
Michael Irvin's the guy that I, as a fan of football and then as a player watching him from afar, never met him before. He always looked like a guy that I was like, man, I would not get along with that guy.
Why do I ever make him that play?
You would get along with
him.
I've dealt with him.
After talking with him, meeting him at the Super Bowl,
okay.
I mean, he's just an open, he's honest, he's funny, he's direct.
Yes. It doesn't take away from what I just said.
He's nutty, but he's passionate.
Yes.
Okay, so he's not a jerk. And he's not at all like Steve Smith, Antonio Brown, or even Chad Ochocinco.
He sees through all the BS,
He
too.
Sees through it. He's just passionate about the game. That's
this
it.
This is what I do.
So earlier today, he actually said something that I actually completely agreed to, because we were trying to figure out, like, why was Antonio Brown carrying on about his helmet and going crazy about all this stuff and fighting it and leaving practice? And he mentioned earlier today, I'm not going to play it because it sounds like he's talking out of a can. It's terrible audio. But he basically said, you know, it didn't make sense to him and that something else must be going on. Well, we find out now that this was going on. He was trying to privately settle out of court with this woman.
Right.
He was trying to somehow just financially, let's be done with it. So, of course, he was preoccupied mentally. He couldn't focus. And it's almost like he was creating his own excuse to leave practice so he can deal with what was going on off the field.
Wasn't the devil.
No, this. Well,
yeah, all those days he never showed up.
That wasn't helmet related. No, it wasn't helmet related. It was Tiffany Taylor related.
It was Mayock Taylor related?
Brittany Taylor.
Brittany Taylor, sorry. Tiffany Taylor? TT.
Might be your sister, I don't know.
I'm not sure Mayock had, but at that point he's trying to get out.
Well, I think it's all connected, don't you think?
Maybe
like when you look
out,
back
helmets.
At it now,
yeah,
how nutty he was going. He was privately. He felt like, you know, he was going to get exposed.
Yeah, staying away from the team as much as maybe he was.
See, the problem.
Feeling sorry for himself.
See, the problem is
trying to figure out how to deal with it.
His feet were burnt.
When's this lawsuit coming out?
Frozen. Yeah,
do I pay or do I not?
Everything. There's like landmines everywhere.
Everything bad happens to him. Yeah. And by the way, he got that over in France, right? With the feet.
Yeah,
the devil visits France too. He's all over
what?
The world.
Grandma, I mean, Grandma, you never told me the devil's in France.
Listen, could be a
free me, Grandma.
Could be a total scumbag, right? The fact is he still should have the right to play in that game on Sunday. Peter's in Portland, Maine. Next up here on EEI. Hi, Peter.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Peter?
A couple of things. Lou, I think you're 100% right. And here's the big question. You know, no one wants to play the hypothetical game, but there really is only two questions to ask. What if he did, and what if he didn't? All right, if he didn't, fine. You don't play him, and, you know, it's tough on him. He misses his incentives. He still gets his money. Fine, whatever. If he did do it, how bad does that make everyone look?
Not bad at all.
Patriots.
Not bad at all, because you're doing what we do in America, Peter. You are letting everybody be treated innocent until proven guilty. That's how we operate every day. I don't know how you operate, but that's how we operate.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
So you're
going to do is you're going to say, you're going to call him guilty, and then you're going to wait until we go through the investigation, and then suppose he's innocent then.
Him not playing is not calling him guilty.
Sure it is.
This is a rape accusation.
You're denying him his job.
Whether it be criminal or civil, it is a rape accusation, okay? It's a pretty serious thing.
It is.
And so he's 100% right. Okay, we can argue this all day long. But the last thing I wanted to say, Antonio Brown, I'm pretty sure, look at all the humongous, destroying hits he's taken over his career from the Vontaze verdict.
Oh, hold on. Are we going to go to CTE?
Stop it, Peter.
No, we're not doing CTE.
Stop it.
I heard somebody call
up. Let's do it,
no,
boys.
We're not
CTE.
Right,
he's going
but
CTE.
I can't go there, buddy.
Here's the excuse now.
Somebody called up earlier today. It was a woman who called up, in reference CTE. It has to be CTE.
No, it doesn't.
CTE, and they reference, Aaron Hernandez. They reference all the other players who have issues.
He wouldn't have killed those people if he weren't hit on the field.
Sometimes guys are just a-holes. Why does it need to be attached to CTE? Why does being a jerk automatically equate to CTE?
Well, let me ask you this.
Do you have CTE, Glenn?
I don't know.
He has concussions.
Well, you're a jerk.
You're
a jerk.
But I would say... I
had it, but I fixed it.
You fixed it?
Yeah, me and Gronk.
Like Gronk.
Both of us.
Do you have 20? How many times were you passed out? You just wiped out, blacked out. How many times?
21 blacked out right now. I don't know. You tell me.
So you tell me, Christian, we've had a few guys, okay? And it's funny, you've played with them. Ray Carruth, there's a connection here. You played with Hernandez. Didn't you play with those guys?
No, I did not play with Hernandez.
You're on the same team now?
Yes.
Okay.
Kid, well, yes.
Whatever. So you talk about a couple of guys that have gone out and killed people. How much different is that with the percentages to normal society out there? We're going to sit there and blame it on
guys.
Thirsty,
you worked with a couple guys that killed people.
Might be a connection.
The more you get away with.
See, there you go. Joe's in a car. You're on OMF. Hi, Joe.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, Joe.
Lou, I'm going to break up with you, buddy.
Oh, Joe, come on. You're my
Joe,
guy.
Joe's your guy.
I didn't know it was you,
you're
Joe.
You're losing your guy.
Lou, I'm breaking up with you. Christian, I love you. Glenn, I love you.
Thank you, Joe.
Lou,
I love you,
what
Joe.
Did Lou do?
Joe, I tell you what, we can break up, but I tell you, the makeup sex is going to be great.
I can't wait, Lou. Hey, Lou.
Do it in the produce section.
Hey, I got two points I want to make.
Go ahead.
Bob Kraft down in Florida, when that DA came on with the sheriff there, Bob Kraft was accused of human trafficking and soliciting prosecution, right?
Yes.
And when the human trafficking, everybody wanted to lead towards the human trafficking because it was
there was no human trafficking.
Yeah, he wasn't accused
no
of
no human
it.
Trafficking.
People brought it into the story.
Yes.
All right, look, can I make my point?
A little smooth, yep.
All right. Everybody wanted to crucify Bob Kraft. They wanted to he's going to get suspended for a year, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what?
What?
There was never any human trafficking.
No.
The guy was exonerated.
Blah, blah, blah. Because, on human trafficking, okay, yes.
That's right. Now, Lou, I was trying to get
not
in
not soliciting a prostitution,
right?
But go ahead.
Okay.
How is that a sexual assault? Wait,
did she ask for it?
Joe, come on, man. Joe, we're in a timeout.
Hey, Lou.
Okay?
Lou, you're going to miss your guy? You're going to miss your guy, Joe?
We're in a timeout. That's all I can tell you. You and I, we're in a timeout.
All right, Joe, we got to move on. We got a lot of other callers. A lot of people want to tie.
Hey,
it's your guy. Crush on you, brother.
You're going to miss your guy? You're going to miss your guy, Joe?
We're in a timeout. I'm telling you, the makeup section.
He's in love with Christian and I now. You're out.
He's always off and on.
Oh, my God.
Christian, you're my new man crush.
I don't know if I want to be his man crush.
John,
I don't know. What goes into being his man crush?
John's in Connecticut. Go. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, I just want to – I haven't heard this brought up here, but next week's meeting between Roger Goodell and Brittany – Roger Goodell could potentially be subpoenaed or deposed for that because there's no privilege between the two of them. And if the lawsuit goes forward, it's almost a certainty that Roger Goodell will at the very least be deposed.
In the civil case.
It's a civil case,
yeah.
Yes, but he still, and I'm an attorney, but if I was one of the attorneys representing him or the woman, I would want to know what the discussion is,
yeah.
The discussion between Brittany and Roger Goodell.
Yeah, I think that's legit. Yeah,
but I've not really heard that brought up.
But you also, but John, you also know as an attorney, there's not much that the league can do to investigate if it's not a criminal offense, if we don't have law enforcement involved, if there's no police report. You're basically going to get a he said, she said, and are there going to be any people that come character witnesses or whatever? Why would they do it? They don't have to.
Well, they would just want to know what the nature of the discussion was. What they talked about, what, you know.
In a civil trial. Right, right. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the investigation next week. But you're right. They could bring Roger into it in the civil trial, which, as you know, may take us 2, 3, 4 years, right?
Well, I think there's probably a snowball's chance this is actually going to go to trial.
I think at some point,
Antonio Brown's just going to write her a sizable check and she's going to go away.
Yeah, yeah. That makes the most sense. I would agree. Peterson, Jamaica Plain, wants to talk about the Celtics. Go ahead, Pete.
Not the Celtics.
What?
I want to call Lou an idiot.
Okay, Peter, watch.
Same thing.
Well, you're the ultimate green team. I would expect you to be the all-laundry team.
Okay, I don't think you're an idiot, Lou. I think you're a smart guy, but in this case, I think you're an idiot.
That's okay. We idiot around, you know, just it is a word. It's no big deal.
Okay. Let's say this thing drags out for a month or two. Are you saying they should sit him for 10 games because of this? You said one game.
Yeah.
Okay, but so do you think they should sit him for 10 games?
I think the league should sit down and draw some kind of conclusion after talking to the two people. Maybe it's freaking eyewash.
I don't know. If it's a civil trial and it's a
Peter, are you aware that Roger Goodell, they're going to be talking to this Miss Taylor and probably Antonio Brown next week? This week. coming up.
Okay, what is it? What? Okay.
Okay. No, just talk to both of them first.
Forget
Peter,
about that.
Peter, make your point, first. Peter, make a point, please.
Something's never changed.
What do you think about...
Hold on. My point is... My
it's
point
Kyrie's
is nothing is... If nothing
Brad
is,
Stephen, underachieved. Brad Stephen's underachieved.
Should they sit him for 8 weeks if it's in civil court? That's all.
Kyrie?
Oh, Antonio.
See, no. It's just
Peter, listen,
crazy.
Doing it's on court purpose. Can last, as Glenn said, three Love years. Pete. Ben Roethlisberger's lasted 3 years. And at the end, you know what it was? The solution? They paid her off. So, no. But just all I'm saying is just you got a meeting next week with these individuals. That's all. You got a meeting next week.
So, and how do you think how do you think the NFL is going to feel after they meet with her? How do you think they're going to feel?
I think that they might have a feeling, an opinion either way. They might have an opinion that, you know what, we're going to let him play.
You think after meeting with Brittany Taylor, they're going to say, we should probably let him play.
Yeah. And her lawyer, by the
and
way.
Her lawyer. And Antonio Brown and his lawyer.
She's not doing it without her lawyer.
I know, but after they meet with Brittany Taylor, they're going to sit there and go, oh, my God, he's not worried about the devil. He is the devil. That's what I think the league is going
to
think.
The devil going to try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals.
Hold on. You know what I'd be afraid of? I'd be afraid if he'd be there with his iPhone like Portnoy walking through the Fifth Avenue offices with the phone.
I mean, does the NFL live? Have an investigative team? that could find out everything they can about this woman, including financials.
Well, hold on, but to an extent, yeah.
I mean, including financials.
Well, but they all have
Brittany. You owe $100,000 the IRS.
No, they all have. Each team has ex FBI, ex police officers who are liaisons to the team, or they work in house. You want to hire a nanny? Yeah. You go through this guy. You want to find something? Yeah,
get everything you can on everyone.
I know, but they still never get the tape.
Well, no, you don't need the tape, but just get everything you can. Just hold.
I don't know what you're going to get.
And then people
out of this
would say, you know what? They did everything they could.
Okay. For example, if they
came to the conclusion that he's going to play.
Right, so if the NFL, if the NFL asks her, well, it sounds to me like you've got some financial problems. You owe the IRS $100,000, and she says yes. What does her owing $100,000 to the IRS have anything to do with this case?
Financially.
Does that determine whether she had consensual sex or
motive,
whether she was
motive
raped?
Motive. Motive.
But she might, wait a minute, she might owe $100,000 to the IRS because she was too aggressive financially in opening up this gym.
If I'm the NFL.
And she didn't handle it right.
She's a poor businesswoman, but you're desperate.
All right, but I mean,
we already know they've been in talks. That's got nothing to do with the case.
You bring in incarcerated Bob.
That's what you do. Bob,
what do you know? Why can't
I would
we find
say
him?
He'd be a witness. We
Antonio,
find
who's the girl you DM?
You want to find
she
him?
She says she has an audio.
We
she
can
says
find
she
him.
Has a an audio to prove that this is a fake rape charge. What's her name?
She's lying.
Where is she?
That would be a different story, right?
Let me
blast
see
me.
When
you're
were these
a
photos
failure.
Of you and Brittany Taylor?
Different story.
Taken.
Different story.
Were they taken before the rape?
Different
oh,
story.
They were taken 3 months after the rape. Okay, end of story. Good luck this weekend.
Okay. This hour being brought to you by FW Web Company. Boy, there are people jumping all over this, and some of them really don't seem to have a good concept of the facts, and some of them are outright hypocrites. We get to all of that and more coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.